2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station.
Good afternoon. It's 4 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have blue sky, 77 degrees.
And slow down. Southbound I-15, South Salt Lake through Midvale. I'm Steve Carlson.
KSL's top story. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has some concerns about the latest attempt to ban conversion therapy in Utah. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce has this report from the state capitol.
It's something the government, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and gay rights activists in Utah agree on, a ban on conversion therapy, the practice of changing someone's sexual orientation or gender identity that's come under fire in recent years from many who find it abusive and ineffective. But this week, the church has come out against the latest attempt to ban the practice here, arguing the proposed rules are too vague and fail to protect individual religious beliefs. However, Equality Utah tweeted, it's long past time to protect youth from this dangerous practice, while Governor Herbert's office has said the final regulations will be based on science. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
Thank you, Kelly. How did the candidates for Salt Lake City mayor feel about the conversion ban? Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Ertz is live at the KSL Elections Desk.
Jeff, Aaron Mendenhall says the practice should be illegal in Utah, and if elected, she'll advocate for its permanent ban. She sent a statement saying, quote, we should be protecting children, not therapists. She also called on other state leaders to condemn it. Luz Escamilla's campaign tells me she, too, is against the practice. A statement from the state Senate Democrats says, attempting to force an individual to change their sexual orientation or gender identity is insulting, dangerous, and unethical. They agree with the proposed rule, they say, until they can take further legislative action. Live at the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
A school in Park City possibly in some trouble for how it teaches sex education. Nick Wyatt has the details.
Jeff, this new sex education curriculum in one Park City elementary school has parents upset. Now, they've lawyered up and sent a cease and desist letter to the school and the district superintendent. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live with those details. Paul, what has them so upset?
Welcoming schools, and it's designed for students from pre-K through the fifth grade, and it was proposed at Trailside Elementary School. Now, on the surface, it's an anti-bullying program, and it has books about gay and transgender people. But one parents group says it's not so much an anti-bullying program as it is a political one, and they say it does teach political doctrine to kids as young as four. They've sent a cease and desist letter to the district, but some district officials say that might not be necessary. They say they hit the pause button on implementing the curriculum, and they want to study it more before they do anything. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Thank you, Paul. Utah Highway Patrol Trooper Ruben Correa says he's very grateful he was able to get a man out of a car that was stuck on train tracks this morning in Centerville.
I got out of my vehicle, ran up to the driver, and I observed there was a driver still in the vehicle. I saw he was unconscious.
It was then Correa heard the horn of a front runner train coming toward them at about 70 miles an hour. Correa pulled the man out 3 seconds before the train hit the car. Both he and that driver luckily escaped without injury. House Democratic leaders walked out of a White House meeting on Syria today after they say the president insulted them. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Nick, members of Congress who attended a meeting on Syria at the White House described the discussion with the president as tense. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the president attacked House Speaker Pelosi instead of answering questions about Turkey's attacks. Meantime, the fighting goes on in northern Syria. Turkish forces and Kurdish fighters battling over a town on the Turkish-Syria border. Turkey had announced it had captured that town days ago, but the Kurds are fighting back. In the nation's capital, Senator Lindsey Graham was asked about whether he might be overstepping his bounds by speaking out against President Trump's orders to remove those soldiers from Syria. Senator Graham says this is a matter of conscience.
The president's decision here, I think, is the biggest mistake of his presidency, and I will not ever be quiet.
The president had this response in a news conference alongside Italy's president.
Lindsey Graham would like to stay in the Middle East for the next 1,000 years with thousands of soldiers and fighting other people's wars. I want to get out of the Middle East. I think Lindsey should focus right now on judiciary.
And Utah Senator Mitt Romney joining the voices of those critical of the president. He says the Trump administration should have negotiated with Turkey before the pullout.
Let's not forget, the reason Turkey is doing what they are doing is because of a decision taken by the administration to pull our troops out. Without negotiations and a very clear understanding with Turkey as to what they would do and what we would do going forward.
Live at the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Thanks, Maria. Other national stories KSL is following this hour. The FBI has now arrested a fourth associate of Rudy Giuliani and charged that man with using foreign money for a political campaign.
Federal agents arresting David Correa at New York's JFK Airport. He's charged with helping bring foreign money into an American campaign that supported recreational marijuana businesses. The FBI arrested three other associates of Rudy Giuliani on similar charges last week. Giuliani is the president's attorney. He says he'll refuse subpoenas to tell congressional investigators what he knows about the president trying to get Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden.
That's ABC's Andy Field reporting. Winning is okay. Winning by a lot, not so much. A Pennsylvania Youth Football League allegedly fined and suspended a coach after his team had quite the big victory. The team won 36-0. The coach was reportedly suspended for 2 games and fined $500. Apparently, there's a league rule where you can't score more than 30 points. That coach will go to a hearing about it in the coming weeks.
I smell a participation trophy, right?
Something along those lines. KSL News Time, 4:05.